Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting second. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to second. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Romano reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Taspi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Romano tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brewer, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Brewer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Keene reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. DeLahaz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Francona reaches second base with a double. Keene moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger bunts towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearcel hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearcel now playing left field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Strickland now playing third base. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. DeLahaz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. DeLahaz misplays the ball. That's an error on DeLahaz. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4. And Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.